New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Dotsky.
And health journalist
Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is away today. When I was in college, I was working at this awesome pizza place. It was like no sugar in the sauce, whole wheat crust. They actually had this non-dairy cashew spread. Now, this was back in the 80s, okay? Mid to late 80s. You know, back then they didn't have like cashew cheese. I'm doing little air quotes that they have now. It was amazing. But the point is I was making that cashew cheese sauce and I had to boil something called agar. I'm probably saying it wrong. Needless to say, I burned the heck out of the top of my hand. It was terrible. And one of the women I work with came to my house and she came in the house carrying this plant. And I thought, oh, that's sweet. She's giving me a plant to cheer me up. And it turned out she was giving me a plant to help heal my burn. She took off a leaf. She opened it up. She squoze into my hand. And I was like, what is going on? I guess I was sheltered. I never knew what aloe vera is. That's the point of the story, by the way. It's all about aloe vera. And I'm thrilled to have Kim McClure on with us from Lily of the Desert to talk about aloe vera, its benefits, and all the great products. Hey, Kim.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, you know, Kim, it's funny because I really was like, what is she like? Why is she taking this plant apart? It just seemed mean. I didn't understand. I'm like, oh, what are you doing? What are you squeezing? I was so bewildered. You know, I was 19. I had never heard of aloe vera somehow. I don't know. I must have been living under a rock. But at any rate, boy, did it help. And then I just started using it for years and I didn't realize there were so many internal benefits as well as external benefits. So people who are new to this in terms of aloe vera in general or the internal benefits, let's talk a little bit about those and why it's so good for us.
Yeah. Well, most people are going to probably look to use aloe vera to help with their digestion. That's the number one reason that people end up using it. But it's also really great to help with antioxidants, immune health. It helps detoxify the body. It has a multitude of different purposes. Just an amazing plant. It has so many different uses. And like you said, you brought up the external benefits as well. That's what most people know aloe vera for. They all kind of share that similar story that you have of, you know, either their mom or the grandmother. They fell down, got a scrape, and they broke up in the leaf of the aloe plant. They're like, what on earth? But so few people understand that it's just amazing what the aloe plant can do for the body internally as well.
And what is it about the aloe plant? Is it the healing properties that help with the same thing externally that's helping internally? Is there some sort of healing mechanism going on?
Well, when it comes to helping with digestion, aloe is really great about helping to cleanse the system of built up waste, toxins, that sort of thing. It also helps to balance that stomach pH. So many people will have it where it's going out of kilter. And that really makes it where it's hard to digest food naturally. So many people have it where, you know, you're experiencing that acid creep up into the esophagus, causing the occasional heartburn, irritation. And aloe really helps balance that out. It's really great to also help absorb nutrients from your food as well. So it's a very smart plant in the way that it works in the body. And along with the antioxidant support, the immune health, it helps to, again, improve any potential immune cells, that sort of thing that can help increase your immune support. And then the balancing of the pH of the digestive tract is really great to help cleanse that toxins out of your body that can accumulate in the gut. And so that's also very important for internal health.
You know, I was reading on Mind Body Green, they had this great article about aloe vera and they talked about aloe vera and blood sugar regulation. And that's something I hadn't heard before.
Yes, there are some studies out there with blood sugar. We haven't seen anything that's completely definitive on our end as far as aloe vera helping with that, so to speak. But they are looking at potential for that in the future. Aloe vera is one of those heavily studied plants because people are just fascinated by the different ways that it can help the body. But as far as we know, we haven't seen any clear definitive evidence of that yet.
Now, in terms of beauty, because I love talking natural beauty and skincare, you have a skincare line. Would you say aloe vera is good whether your skin is acneic, oily, dry, normal? Is there a certain type of skin that it is best for? Or I would assume it's good for every type of skin.
It is good for any type of skin. It has a lot of different properties to it. And, you know, like we all share that common story of using it for scrapes and cuts and that sort of thing. But it also is good for any type of skin, whether you're prone to acne, whether you have extremely dry skin like myself. Anybody can really use it and see the benefits of aloe topically.
Yeah, that's good to know. Well, you know, let's jump into going actually topically. Tell us a little bit about the products that you have that we can use for our skin.
Well, we decided to come out with a line that is able to be used by anybody, whether you're a woman, man, or a child. We wanted to be able to have products that are really designated for their specific skincare needs. Kids have such sensitive skin, and so, you know, they don't need to have a lot of different fragrances or anything along those lines.
Sure.
Men have different skincare needs than women, so we wanted to make sure that we had products that really spoke to them along the lines of shaving gel, facial moisturizer, facial wash, and then some basic shower gel. Women, you know, I'm one of those that I use certain products on a daily basis, and I kind of use them no matter what. You know, I don't go into anything too crazy. I want to keep it simple as possible. So I have a cleanser, a moisturizer, and, you know, basic lotions and that sort of thing. So that's what we wanted to model on. We wanted people to use these products on a daily basis and not get anything too crazy, because aloe itself is enough. You know, it's a very powerful skincare ingredient. So we wanted to have just basic daily, everyday use products that people know and people understand and gear it towards their specific skincare needs.
Yeah, it is nice, because I think for some of us, I noticed that you know, we can have more oily skin. You have a cleansing gel, oil control, moisturizing cream, rejuvenating, facial toner, antioxidant booster, cleansing cream, ultra moisturizing. I mean, I am just like so fanatic. I'm a fanatic, I'm trying to say, about, as I get tongue tied because I love skincare products so much. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you go into my bathroom and there's just so many different kinds, because I like to try a lot of different kinds, and it's not always from the same line. So it'd be nice to find a line, you know, and I have to be honest, I haven't tried yours yet, and I want to, because like I have one thing I like from this line, this face wash, and then I have this from another line. But knowing that you guys have such a great reputation and you make such great clean products, that's really important to me. You know, because our skin soaks up the stuff that we put on top of it, right? And we need to think about our health from the inside out.
Right. We wanted to make sure that our line was as clean as possible. So we made sure that we didn't have any parabens, sulfates, phthalates.
Oh, good.
Anything along those lines, animal byproducts, especially those artificial dyes and fragrances. People are so sensitive to those, and they don't realize, you know, that their skin absorbs so many different things. So we wanted to make sure that we were sensitive to people's needs. So we also, every line also has fragrance-free options, even though we do use natural fragrance. So many people that we talked to said, well, I can't use products because everybody has some sort of fragrance to it. So everybody has a fragrance-free or unscented version as well.
Now, I want to talk about internally, because you have different aloe juices. And is this something that people should drink every day for just to maintaining health? Is there a time when you drink even more if you have a certain health issue, other than, I know that for like stomach issues? Give us some parameters around drinking aloe vera juice.
Yeah, well, we make juices and gel, and the gel is a thicker consistency, and people prefer that when they maybe have an irritated esophageal lining or stomach lining. They feel that thicker consistency helps in that area. But the juice and the gel work the same way. You don't have to use it in a specific way, but we typically recommend that people who are taking it for digestive reasons, it's really good to try to take it about 15 to 30 minutes prior to meals. That way it's already in your stomach, ready to help digest your food more naturally, ready to absorb further nutrients. That's really the optimal way to use it. And we typically say, you know, about up to 8 ounces a day is about as much as you need, but the typical serving size is around 2 ounces or so. But people do use it on a daily basis, and that's perfectly fine. Our products are generally recognized as safe, cross-certified, so you can use those on a daily basis. But some people also use them on an as-needed basis, and that's perfectly fine as well. But aloe is a really great addition you know, if you do a daily smoothie or if you do a daily juice or anything along those lines, it's a really great addition to those because it's only going to further nutrient absorption from the different things that you're adding to the smoothies or juices.
I see. And then you also have some great drinks. You've got an aloe HTO with pure coconut water, and you've got some great flavors, I should say. Tell us about these too. These look super fun. And where can we get these?
Yeah, you know, the aloe HTO coconut water is just a fantastic way to stay hydrated throughout the day. You know, with the coconut water, added electrolytes, but then you also get the benefit of aloe. So you know that your digestion, immune health, all those different things are in check. These are just a really tasty way to enjoy the aloe vera, I guess is the best way to put it. Some people are not too keen on the flavor of aloe, and that's fine.
Sure.
But these are just really great products that you could take along with you, whether you're going to the office, send it to the in the lunchbox with the kids, that sort of thing. You can find it on Amazon.com. And, they're a really great addition or a supplement if people are just not too keen on drinking aloe vera in the regular state. It's a great way to drink aloe.
You know, one of the things that impresses Andrea and I so much about Lily of the Desert, if you have these great clinical studies, you've got digestive health, healthier immune system, aids in improving antioxidant support, nitrate reduction support, absorption bioavailability, proven science and proven safe. Because I think it's so important to have those studies that back it up.
Exactly. Right. We are a science-based company. That is something that we are very firm on. We don't want to come out with a bunch of just basically saying, well, it worked for somebody, so why don't you try it? We want to make sure that we have science to back up those claims. So we do use the third-party clinical trials, and a lot of that is done through our polysaccharide isolate that we use called Alizorb. And polysaccharides are a really important aspect of aloe vera. We feel that they're the driving force behind the aloe vera benefit. So when you have really high quality, high molecular weight polysaccharides like what's found in Alizorb, that further boosts the natural benefits of the aloe. And so that will be found in all of our products. And it's just an important basis of what we think is strong in making sure that people and customers understand that we're not just coming out saying, hey, it's going to fix this or, hey, it's going to do this. We're not just saying that here's aloe benefits, drink our aloe vera juice. We're saying that we've actually put something behind it that we know will only help further enhance aloe benefits. So you're getting a lot more bang for your buck.
You know what I love, too, is you have that 99% aloe jelly, G-E-L-L-Y. I love that. And what's nice about that is, you know, you go and you look for an aloe vera. I remember years ago, and the first thing, you know, there's like water, right? And I was speaking with David Pollock, who comes on the show a lot. He creates amazing natural skin care products as well. And he was talking about that, you know, they can mislead you, you know, a lot of manufacturers by making it seem like it's got a lot of the, you know, special ingredient or special product in it, but it really doesn't. And there's a lot of water or preservatives or other crap in it, basically. But yours is really 99% aloe vera.
Correct. Yes, correct. And another important fact is that all the aloe that goes into our product is actually grown in our own field. That's something that a lot of people don't have when you're getting an aloe vera product. It's very often that they're coming from a third-party source, so you don't have as much maintenance on quality. And so that was something that makes us different as an aloe company. We grow the aloe ourselves, certified organically. We process it ourselves, and then we bottle ourselves. So you know that when we're saying you have 99% aloe vera in there, you know you're getting a quality product.
Now, Kim, when did you get involved with Lily of the Desert?
I have been here for 6 wonderful years, and it's been a very, very interesting education. It's great to hear different customers talk about how much our products have helped them. It's just an amazing thing to experience every single day.
Oh, that is so great. Now, had you been in marketing for a long time before you came to
Lily? Yeah, actually, I've been working in marketing for about 12 years now, and Lily of the Desert, I knew that I wanted to work for a company that had a passion for helping people. And so when I found Lily of the Desert, I just thought, well, this is really cool. And a lot of people, when they asked where I was going to, they said, oh, I know that company. So there was that really brand affinity with Lily of the Desert. So many people know the brand. They have that love for the brand. And that was just a really good feeling.
That really is. And I was saying before, you know, on Naturally Savvy, we only have sponsors. This might have been on the last show that we only have sponsors that we believe in and we use their products. So I just want to shout out because this month, as a matter of fact, you wonderful folks are sponsoring Naturally Savvy. So that's why we can be here. So again, hey. Lily of the Desert. Yes, be sure to check them out, lilyofthedesert.com. They have so many great stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at your lotions for kids, and you've got a whale and a duck and a penguin and a seahorse and a frog. And you have beautiful packaging. It's nice.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, it wonderful. Does make a big difference. We're very excited for everybody to use it.
Yeah. No. So are we. Just for people, you know, the takeaway about aloe vera is that obviously it has a lot of different benefits internally, externally. You have this great blog, Aloe Vera, Your Skin's Best Friend. There's this woman looking in the mirror and she's got a towel on her head and she's have her hands on her cheeks and she's just glowing. You know, she's got that aloe vera glow. I should put hashtag aloe vera glow.
Yeah, I couldn't use a picture of myself, unfortunately.
Oh.
I have the same expression on my face this morning as well.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, Kim, what do you want to leave us with? We have a couple minutes left, and this has been so much fun. I really hope people will check out your products, and the fact that they're good for us is what's so huge here on Naturally Savvy.
I think that is the main message, is that, you know, there's really no wrong way to use aloe. It's such a great plant that just has so many different uses. And, you know, I'm constantly amazed going on, even on social media, and seeing how people are using our products, and whether it's for natural hair care or natural skin care or whatever it might be. People are finding uses because it is a very, very helpful plant. And I think that it's important that people know that we are a company that's been around for 45 years. We live and breathe aloe, and we love to hear from our customers and how much it's helped them, and that, you know, there's just a multitude of different uses, but, you know, there's just no wrong way to do it. That's what so many people ask us, is, well, how do I do it? How do I use it? There really is no wrong way or no right way. It's just, it's great to help with the body inside and out.
You know, it's funny. You just mentioned hair care, and I'm like a hair care fanatic as much as I am a skincare fanatic. So before I let you go, I didn't know you had something for hair. You have to tell me just all about that. Well, tell me all about this.
Well, we do have a fan favorite, the styling spray. We've had the styling spray for many years, and people just, they rave about it. They love it. And I don't know if the magic potion or what it might be, but yes, it is a fan favorite. We had two products that we had from our original personal care line that we grandfathered into our current line. It's the liquid hand soap. And then the styling spray, because people just want to purchase these products. So,
it's
just a really great natural hold. And for people who have a lot of scalp sensitivities or have issues with other, styling sprays, they just swear by it. They say it's the only thing they can use that, works for their scalp. So, we're happy to oblige and we're happy to help. And so, it's very nice to have products that people depend on and people use. And, it's just a wonderful affirmation that we're doing the right thing. So
that's awesome. I hate hairspray. Like not very often, but if I go get my hair cut and they're like, and they style it for me, they'll say, do you want me to spray it? No, please. No, get that poison away from me. Right. I hate that stuff. I'll have to bring my own. I have my Lily.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. It's been super fun. And I want to thank everyone. Please do check out lilyofthedesert.com. And you can check us out on social media, on Twitter. You can go to @NaturallySavvy, @RadioMD, @HealthMediaGal1. You can check us out on RadioMD.com. You can just go to podcasts and you can check on programs. We have so many great shows. We've been doing this a long time and we always have a great time and we just love it. Andrea will be back next time. I want to thank everyone for listening and stay well.